In our previous exercises, we learned how to relax deeply, to feel deeply, to feel the space around us, to breathe fully, to feel our partner, to feel how present our partner was with us, and give that feedback to our partner. This next exercise builds on those skills we have just practiced. So with a suitable partner, and this partner could be another man, another woman, a friend, an intimate partner, anyone at all, sit down, find a comfortable place to sit, with your spine elongated, your breath open, and for a moment, simply close your eyes. And we are going to do a practice to help us discover our deepest purpose. I will describe this practice one-sided, so I will describe how one partner can do it with the other, and then simply replay the segment so the other partner can repeat the exercise. And to briefly recapitulate some of our previous practices, our tongue is resting gently on our upper palate to complete the circuitry internal to our body so breath energy can flow freely. As we inhale, we receive life and breath force down into our belly and genitals, caressing our genitals, bringing arousal with every inhale. And then with every exhale, relaxing upward, relaxing up our spine, allowing our eyes to turn upward just for a moment, letting go of everything. And then inhaling, filling life into our body once again. From our heart, the center of breath, we're feeling the space all around us, up and down, left and right, forward, back, feeling the space like water, alive. So as people move through the water, you can feel the ripples against your body and against your heart. So you're feeling the fullness of space, breathing, inhaling life force into your body, exhaling and releasing, dying to life with every inhalation and exhalation. Now we open our eyes and we gaze into our partner's eyes. Again, we'll use our partner's left eye as a place to focus. So you can point to your own left eye to help your partner decide which is the left eye. That's sometimes difficult for people. So just simply point to your own left eye and then you can gaze into your partner's left eye, the one they just pointed at. Take a moment and relax with your partner. Notice if your breath has stopped or become shallow. So even though you're gazing into your partner's eyes and feeling into your partner's heart, you continue to inhale and fill your belly and genitals and exhale and release upward. And you continue to feel the space all around you, feeling all of space alive. And you are feeling your partner, and as we practiced in a previous exercise, in your heart, you are silently assigning numbers to your partner's presence. So internally, you are feeling 7, 7, 10, 2. We're using a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being completely present, no separation. You are one. 0 being total separation. Your partner's not feeling you at all. 5 means your partner's feeling you about average, whatever that means to you. So in this moment, you're silently giving numbers to your partner's presence. Narrating those numbers silently in your heart. So you're gazing into your partner's eyes, silently labeling their presence, breathing fully, and feeling the space all around you. In a moment, you are going to ask your partner out loud, what is your deepest purpose? You will simply ask in a moment, what is your deepest purpose? And your partner will respond. So your partner will feel into their deepest heart and do their best to put into words the feeling of their deepest purpose. It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong, or if they may change it in the future. They're just doing their best in this moment to put into the words they can use the specific purpose that they feel they need to do or become before they die, so they can die complete. Your purpose is that which you must do right now, tomorrow, the next day, next year, so that when you die, there is nothing left. You have given everything. So in a moment, you're going to ask your partner, what is your deepest purpose? And your partner is going to do their best to speak from their heart. So they may say something like, my deepest purpose is to raise a family, build a business that brings happiness to others, and write a novel. So again, you'll say, what is your deepest purpose? And your partner may say something like, raise a family, build a business, write a novel. Now, as your partner says their deepest purpose, use your heart discrimination to assign a number to how deeply present your partner is with you. It's the same kind of feedback we gave our partner in our previous exercise. So as you listen to your partner's purpose, you're not focusing on what they say at all. Rather, you are feeling how present their heart is with you. So no matter what your partner says, the number you are giving your partner is basically how deeply their heart is with you. The reason we are doing this practice is because at 10, in unity, when someone's heart is that present, they are spontaneously living their purpose, and everything they say is coming out of their deepest heart. They are speaking from 10. They are speaking as unity. They are their purpose, which is unity. They are living it. And so you're simply reflecting back to your partner how deeply you feel their heart is with you as they're saying their purpose. And as you'll see, that fluctuates. So you'll say, what is your deepest purpose? And your partner may say, to start a business and write a novel. But when they say it, they pull back a little, so you feel 5. So you say, 5. Thank you. What is your deepest purpose? You repeat the question, and your partner says, to write a novel and to build a business. And now they even feel more distant, so you say, 3. What is your deepest purpose? And I'll try again. Your partner may say the same thing over and over, as you give feedback on how deeply you feel their heart connected to you, or your partner may change what they're saying as they deepen. So the partner who is speaking your purpose, just allow your purpose to be spoken spontaneously. You can even experiment and say things you're not quite sure about. What you're going for is keeping your hearts in unity, keeping connected fully with no separation, even while you speak your purpose, and you will find out what happens. So, we are now going to begin. Once again, you're gazing into your partner's left eye, tongue on the upper palate, inhaling into the belly and genitals, exhaling upward, feeling upward, feeling your partner's heart from yours while you feel all of space around you alive. And now, you will ask your partner out loud, what is your deepest purpose? Your partner will answer. You will give your partner a number to how present their heart feels with you, and then you will simply say, thank you. And again, what is your deepest purpose? To write a novel. 4. Thank you. What is your deepest purpose? To have a family. 7. thank you? What is your deepest purpose? To have a family and write a novel, four, thank you. What is your deepest purpose? And you will just continue that process for several minutes. So begin now out loud asking your partner, what is your deepest purpose? And of course, you stay connected with their heart as deeply as you can. Listen to your partner's answers. Give your partner a number out loud and then say thank you. And again, what is your deepest purpose? So beginning now, start with, what is your deepest purpose? And begin. Try to get to the place where you're asking and speaking the purpose from 10. Try to be as specific as you can in your purpose. Everyone's purpose is to be happy and enlightened and give love. But how? Through a family, through a business, through writing, through exercise. Be as specific as possible. Once again, make sure you speak your purpose in practical terms, things you can do and accomplish and be checked on. And coming to silence when you're ready. You can take this exercise deeper by asking, how are you going to live your deepest purpose tomorrow? How are you going to live your deepest purpose tomorrow? And again, your partner says specifically how. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do half an hour of exercises, then I'm going to make myself breakfast, then I'm going to go to the office and have a talk with my boss and change things the way they are there. So you can ask, for the next several minutes, how will you live your deepest purpose tomorrow? And your partner answers. And again, you simply give the number of how present their heart feels to you and say, thank you. How will you live your deepest purpose tomorrow? And continue just for a few minutes. So begin with the question, how will you live your deepest purpose tomorrow? And coming to silence when you're ready. These kinds of practices, reflecting to our partner how present we feel, how in unity we feel them as they speak the details, the specifics of how they're going to work out their deepest purpose, allows them to begin offering their deepest purpose from their depth. Obviously, if you're giving them a three, they can't possibly be speaking from their deepest purpose. They're hardly feeling you. Their deepest purpose is wide open conscious love offered to the world in specific ways. If they are not living that with you now in the speaking of it, they certainly aren't going to be able to live it in the doing of it. So this kind of exercise helps you and your partner not only refine what your deepest purpose is and how precisely you will live it tomorrow and in every day, but also help you practice remaining fully present and in unity as you speak and ultimately live your purpose moment by moment. When you have completed this exercise, and you can practice this as long as you want, 10 minutes at a time, half an hour at a time, once a day, once a month. When you have completed this exercise, as always, feel how moments in your past you might not have lived your deepest purpose, or might not have offered your deepest purpose from your true depth, but instead we're trying to give your deepest purpose from 3 or 2, a closed and separate place, which is useless in terms of your deepest purpose. We all make mistakes. The superior man learns from the ongoing mistake of his life, and this is one way of learning how to speak and act your deepest purpose from your true deep heart. When you are done, offer a simple bow of gratitude to your partner for sharing this practice of purpose with you. Yeah.